Good morning, and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Sunday, April 14th. On today's show, Bitcoin slumps as Iran attack flashes warning for global markets, and alarm grows over Cook Islands cryptocurrency bill. Plus, we have the latest crypto headlines of the week, including news on Bitcoin, Binance, and the activity of whales. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with some turbulence in the world of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin and other digital assets are reeling after a sharp sell-off over the weekend amid escalating geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. The largest cryptocurrency by market value slid nearly 8% on Saturday, its biggest one-day drop in over a year. For more on this, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about the factors driving this crypto market tumble?
The heightened geopolitical risk stemming from the conflict between Iran and Israel appears to be the main catalyst spooking crypto investors. Iran launched attack drones and missiles against Israel in apparent retaliation for an earlier strike in Syria that killed top Iranian military officers. This sudden escalation is triggering a flight to safety in financial markets. Since cryptocurrencies trade 24/7, even on weekends, the digital asset space is providing an early glimpse of the risk-off sentiment that could carry over into traditional markets on Monday. However, the extent of any continued crypto sell-off likely depends on whether tensions keep rising or start to ease.
Bitcoin has now fallen about $10,000 from its record high reached just last month. What's behind this sharp reversal?
Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have been on a tear this year, with Bitcoin hitting an all-time high of nearly $74,000 in mid-March. The successful launch of several U.S. Bitcoin exchange-traded funds in January helped fuel the rally by expanding access to the asset class for mainstream investors. However, demand for these ETFs has started to moderate lately. At the same time, derivatives data show that about $1.5 billion worth of bullish Bitcoin futures contracts were liquidated on Friday and Saturday as leveraged bets unwound. This 1-2 punch of waning ETF inflows and a major deleveraging event has knocked the wind out of Bitcoin's sails for now.
Looking ahead, crypto traders are eyeing the upcoming Bitcoin halving event. What is the halving and how might it impact the market?
The Bitcoin halving is a major event that occurs approximately every 4 years. It's essentially a 50% reduction in the rate at which new Bitcoins enter circulation. Specifically, the amount of new Bitcoin awarded to miners who process transactions will drop from 6.25 to 3.125 Bitcoins per block around April 20th. Historically, past halvings have served as bullish catalysts for the Bitcoin price by introducing a supply shock. However, there are growing doubts about whether the halving will provide the same boost this time around, given that Bitcoin just reached a new record high. Some analysts think most of the halving-related price appreciation may have already occurred.
Thanks for the update on the crypto markets and how geopolitical events are impacting sentiment. We'll keep monitoring that situation. In other crypto news, a proposed bill in the Cook Islands is raising alarm bells for its potential to legalize hacking into any account or system worldwide in the name of recovering so-called tainted cryptocurrency. The Tainted Cryptocurrency Recovery Bill 2023 was drafted by U.S.-based debt collection firm Drumcliff, not the Cook Islands government itself. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. What are some of the most concerning provisions in this bill?
The bill would allow designated recovery agents to use various means, including hacking, to investigate and seize cryptocurrency suspected of being used for illegal activities or that are thought to be proceeds of crime. It's written so broadly that even people only suspected of potentially holding tainted crypto in the future could be targeted. The seized assets would be converted to cash and deposited in Cook Islands banks, with vague promises of economic benefits to the country. But legal experts are slamming the bill as unconstitutional and warn it essentially legalizes criminal hacking activities worldwide.
It does sound like something out of a spy movie. What are cryptocurrency and international affairs experts saying about the potential ramifications if this becomes law?
Experts are stunned and disturbed by the sweeping powers this bill would grant. Jeff Nisi, a senior lecturer and cryptocurrency specialist at AUT, said he had never seen anything like it. He noted the bill would greenlight illegal entry into systems around the world, whether universities, governments, or private companies, in what he called a broad violation of digital privacy. The Cook Islands' own Crown Law Deputy Solicitor General David Gregg called the bill flawed and clearly unconstitutional, warning it could be considered terrorism in some countries and should not move forward. An international affairs professor also said the bill seems inconsistent with the rule of law and due process emphasized in international law.
Those are serious concerns coming from legal experts. What is the current status of this controversial bill?
The Tainted Cryptocurrency Recovery Bill has already been tabled in the Cook Islands Parliament. It was drafted by at least two lawyers in the Cook Islands hired by Drumcliff, the U.S. debt collection firm, while the Cook Islands' own Crown Law says it was excluded from the drafting process. A select committee examining the bill was presented with scathing legal opinions, calling it flawed, unconstitutional, and tantamount to state-endorsed cyberpiracy. Crown Law warned that since the bill could enable hacking of New Zealand accounts, it may even impact the Cook Islands' constitutional relationship with New Zealand.
We'll certainly be tracking this story closely to see if this hugely controversial bill advances in the Cook Islands Parliament and the potential fallout if it does. Thank you for that report. Shifting gears now to the world of cryptocurrency, which saw another eventful week, with Bitcoin, Binance, and crypto whales making headlines. As the Bitcoin halving approaches, speculation is swirling around the impact it could have on the broader crypto market. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what exactly is the buzz around Bitcoin's upcoming halving event?
The Bitcoin halving is a major event that occurs approximately every 4 years, where the reward for mining new blocks is cut in half. This reduces the rate at which new Bitcoins enter circulation. Historically, halvings have coincided with significant price rallies, so many investors are watching Bitcoin's price action closely leading up to the event. Miners are racing to mine as much Bitcoin as possible before the rewards decrease, while whales have been accumulating large amounts without selling, potentially setting the stage for major price movements post-halving.
Interesting. And there was also some news this week about a new theory on the identity of Bitcoin's creator, the pseudonymous Satoshi Nakamoto, right?
That's right. A new theory put forth compelling evidence pointed three researchers as the potential creators of Bitcoin. This reignited the long-running mystery around Satoshi Nakamoto's true identity. Meanwhile, another major development was Hong Kong reportedly preparing to allow spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs as early as Monday, which could open the floodgates for more institutional investment into the space.
Turning to some other top crypto stories, the world's largest crypto exchange, Binance, was also in the headlines this week. What's the latest there?
Binance CEO Richard Teng revealed the exchange is in talks with several jurisdictions about opening a new global headquarters. This comes as Binance tries to address concerns from regulators about its lack of a centralized HQ, despite its massive trading volumes. Binance also announced plans to remove trading for several tokens like Uniswap and Optimism, while adding support for others like Pepecoin. These moves showcase Binance's efforts to navigate the complex regulatory landscape while continuing to list popular new tokens to attract users.
Fascinating insights. Any other notable stories in the crypto world this week?
Crypto whales or large holders have been a focus as their activity often signals shifts in market sentiment. Data shows whales have been accumulating through the recent volatility without any major sell-offs yet, which some analysts believe could lead to a large move after the halving. Of course, the crypto market is notoriously hard to predict, but the actions of whales and miners, combined with macro events like the introduction of spot ETFs in Hong Kong, all suggest the industry is bracing for some major volatility around Bitcoin's halving.
Thanks for the breakdown of this week's top crypto stories. Speaking of developments in the crypto space, in the rapidly evolving world of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology, a new player has emerged with a suite of innovative services and applications. Sensax, a cryptocurrency trading platform, is making waves in the Web3 domain with its focus on decentralized finance, or DeFi, and blockchain gaming, known as GameFi. Here to break down these developments is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what exactly is Sensax bringing to the table in terms of DeFi?
Sensax is really pushing the boundaries when it comes to DeFi. They've rolled out a range of services aimed at providing users with more efficiency and transparency in their financial interactions. This includes things like swap and lending platforms, which are designed to democratize access to Web3 technologies. By championing these advancements, Sensax is positioning itself as a leader in the crypto space.
And it's not just DeFi where Sensax is making moves. They're also venturing into the world of blockchain gaming, or GameFi. What's the significance of this?
GameFi is a fascinating area because it integrates gaming experiences with economic incentives. Sensax has introduced blockchain games and associated game tokens, which has attracted a growing community of gaming enthusiasts and investors. This fosters increased user engagement and loyalty, and really showcases the potential of blockchain technology to revolutionize interactive entertainment.
At the heart of Sensax's strategy is their Web3 wallet, tailored for decentralized exchanges. What sets the Sensax wallet apart?
The Sensax wallet is designed to support a wide range of on-chain crypto assets, providing users with comprehensive storage solutions. But it's not just about storage. The wallet also comes with financial backing, exclusive technical resources, and strategic market insights. Through collaborations with industry stakeholders, Sensax Wallet aims to strengthen its brand presence and policy influence, laying the groundwork for the broader adoption of blockchain technology.
Looking to the future, what is Sensax's vision for Web3 and the broader blockchain industry?
Sensax has its sights set on deepening its footprint within DeFi and GameFi, while also exploring new ways to leverage blockchain technology. They're committed to driving the development and application of blockchain, serving as a bridge between users, developers, and blockchain innovations. The goal is to foster an open, interconnected, and efficient blockchain ecosystem that delivers a range of diverse and efficient services to users.
Sensax's technological expertise and forward-looking vision could certainly have far-reaching implications for the growth of the digital economy. Thanks for breaking this down for us. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.